Welcome to Winning STL, where we have conversations about how St. Louis can best compete and win in the battle for talent, jobs, growth, and equity. Winning STL is presented by Purina, who creates richer lives for pets and the people who love them, and is proudly called St. Louis home since 1894. Today, we're downtown at the Post Building, a dynamic workspace for geospatial and fintech in St. Louis. Joining me today is Steve Smith, co-founder and executive chairman of Lawrence Group and founder and CEO of New and Found. Steve, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thank you,
Ian. Let's see, 43 years ago,
I think,
you decided, you and some colleagues, to build a super firm, which became the Lawrence Group. So let's start with, what was the vision to you and what does super firm mean?
Yeah, so this is now the mid-70s as students at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. I met what would become my partners there. All three of us were St. Louisans. And during our drives back and forth to St. Louis as college students, we sort of were idealistic and aspiring to create our own firm someday as architects. We're all in the architecture school. But we imagined, well, let's do more than architecture. Let's do everything that involves the built environment. So that's architecture, interiors, furniture, eventually development, construction. And so the idea of an integrated organization really was founded while we were still college classmates in the mid-70s.
What do you attribute to the ongoing success? Like, how did it work? What did you do looking back that hit?
Yeah, so I think we've always wanted to be innovative, try different things. So we started in Lafayette Square, in a townhouse in Lafayette Square. In our third year in business, we bought a 50,000 square foot building in Lafayette Square, attempted to redevelop it as developers. I mean, we're in our 20s. Way in over our head, ultimately was not successful. But that is part of the culture of our organization, which is to try different things, to be innovative, even from our very beginning. And we've learned more from our mistakes over the years, and that has formed the company that we are today.
Well, I've heard you talk about, and I think it'd be interesting for people to hear, someone who's very successful now, you had some very scary moments, right? I think I heard that, you know, the bank called your loan, and you're looking around like, I got a wife and kids here.
Yeah, but I'm 30 years old, and we get called into our bank. We had a $75,000 loan, and the bank said, we're calling it. You got 30 days to pay it off, we're going to take everything.
You can do that? That was the one I was hoping to hear.
So anyway, we've had those moments in our career, and those have formed the way we think about everything, communication, risk, taking on challenges, and we've been able to overcome everything over the years. And quite frankly, that sort of has encouraged us to continue to try and make a difference by doing things differently.
We're going to talk about some of the specifics of City Foundry, of what you're doing in Mansion House, but I thought maybe we start with, it seems like a real focus on downtown, the city, but even downtown specifically. Why is that? Not everyone's doing that. So what do you see that a lot of people maybe are not seeing?
So I think we as an organization have a very strong sense of purpose, bigger than ourselves, bigger than our company. And I sincerely and deeply believe that the brand value of the St. Louis region, and the St. Louis region, by the way, is 8,000 square miles, 15 counties, 2.8 wow. million people. But the perception of this region is disproportionately impacted by the way people see and hear and read and experience downtown.
Yep.
So in the last month, we've had the NCAA, basketball tournament here. We've had all these volleyball tournaments. We've had all these people coming into downtown St. Louis, and they go somewhere with a perception of our region that impacts our future trajectory in terms of attracting talent, having young people stay here, having young people wanting to move here, having mm-hmm. investment come here, create jobs here, everything associated with the growth of this region. If our downtown, quite frankly, is a hellhole, how are we going to grow as a region?
Right.
And it's easy for people to criticize that, but we're going to play a role to do something about that. And we're committed to that.
I've heard the line, maybe it's a cliche, but you can't be a suburb of nowhere.
Yeah.
You gotta have a, heck, I maybe heard it from you, Steve, I don't know.
Yeah.
You've got to have a vibrant downtown core, another cliche, it's the front door of the region, right? Likely the outside of the airport, maybe the first thing that someone sees. And to me, we have to fight the cynicism of, well, you know, it's no good, it's not going to work. That's not an acceptable answer. We don't have that luxury. We've got to dig in, and we've got to make some investments and make some priorities on it.
Yeah, unfortunately, we as a region compete for talent, capital, jobs, those things, with Nashville, Austin, Columbus, Indianapolis, Charlotte, kind of go on and on and on. But unfortunately, we locally tend to compete amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
City versus county, county versus the other counties. And that's in our culture, unfortunately, that kind of micro-parochialism.
Right.
Part of that is because I think we're a multi-generational community, which is a very positive thing, and people are from here, and change is tough, versus cities like Austin, where no one's from Austin, everyone's moved there. But the problem with that is that the parochialism works against us. Our competition to grow this region in the future is with other regions, not internal. And if we don't rally together to move this region forward, we are going to continue to lose, and our children will find opportunity elsewhere. And
right.
the grandchildren, and, you know, so that's why I think it's really important for the leadership and quite frankly, the culture of the region to think about, we need downtown and the city of St. Louis and the county of St. Louis County
right.
and all to prosper together. We can't bifurcate ourselves and fight amongst ourselves. It's a losing proposition.
And I'm sure you're a philanthropic guy, but this is a business that you're running. So you see opportunity here. What is it that we have that you think is worth investing in?
Yeah, so two things. St. Louis has one of the best inventory of historic architecture in the country. Just in the last week, I had people visiting from Phoenix and from Tampa, two different individuals, and they were like, jaw dropped.
They don't have that.
Oh my God, this is beautiful. We have nothing like this in Phoenix. We have
right.
nothing like this in Tampa. The other thing is, quite frankly, right now, as we sit here today, the real estate in the Central Corridor is cheap, but we want to do and create impact.
Yeah.
And so the developments we're doing, not only do we believe bring investment return, because we need investors and we need partners, but also that will have an impact that lifts the whole region. And that's really what we're trying to do.
So, well, that's a good segue, I think, to City Foundry. So, I think you know a place has achieved a certain status when you add it to your list of places to go when your friends or family come in town. That to me has had impact, and your building seems like things are building out from that area.
St. Louis has a reputation and brand challenge. Where's the cool stuff?
Yeah.
Where's the stuff that young people say, God, they got some cool stuff going on in St. Louis, especially, you know, in the urban area when you think
That's
about
right.
our competitive cities. And so that really was the inspiration of City Foundry, was we have all this dynamism happening in the Central Corridor, but we actually don't have stuff for young people to really gravitate to that's fun. And the goal really was to create a public face of innovation and a community gathering place. And so the food hall at City Foundry, and by the way, we see about 50,000 people a week at City Foundry.
Wow.
And then we created all the other entertainment to try and have something that's fun. And we did it in a way that we think is kind of cool and hip and very Instagrammable, if I can say that, that people want to share to hopefully start to change a little of the perception of right. the brand of St. Louis as not just a historic city and an older industrial city, but a city that has things where young people gravitate to and fun things to do right in the heart of really our most vibrant part of the region.
But you merged the two because you took an old historic building that had an interesting, you know, industrial quality to it, and you've modernized it without losing that aesthetic and feel. And I think so that's, It works. It's just a great spot, a great space to be in. Spaces can be inspiring. And I think to me, that's one of them.
There had been previous proposals to tear City Foundry, to tear it all down and build a suburban style inline retail center with a sea of surface parking. And the thought was, well, that would be like everywhere USA. Why wouldn't we? And I do think it's really important for us to strive to create unique, memorable places, spaces, especially in the area that has the highest concentration of visitors. We've got to change the St. Louis brand. We've got to change the reputation and the narrative of St. Louis if we're going to attract talent and young people and jobs and investment in the future. And so we need to do unique things. We need to take chances like that. So with City Foundry, rather than tearing it down and building vanilla, we said, let's do something really different here.
I'm glad you
had that vision.
So your next big, well, there's a lot of big projects, but the one I wanted to talk about was Mansion House, that if you're downtown like I am all the time.
And I am.
You can't miss it.
Mansion House, I would argue, is maybe one of the most premier locations in all of downtown, or maybe even all of the region. I mean, you're across the street from the Arch Grounds, and my office, my literal office at my desk, I look at that building. And wow. So anyway, we're very excited about it. I mean, we've got great partners, great support. It's going to be a dazzling property. Can't wait for it to open, and we will celebrate the kind of mid-century architecture, which is now what young people, I think, have an appreciation for.
And the view is just one I normally don't see. You're looking down at the Arch Grounds. You have the river in the background. I thought, that's a view. That's a visage. That's one you'd be happy to wake up to with your coffee every morning.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not going to be inordinately expensive to live there.
We really,
because of the historic tax credit programs and things like that, we're able to make it a reasonable price point.
It's interesting to me, an outside firm from another area, Salt Lake, reached out to you on this. What do you feel is the perception from some of these partnerships you've made from outside the region about what we have here?
We've been able to attract significant investment from around the United States. And it's interesting. I had, when we were doing City Foundry Phase 2, I had people in from Boston, and they're coming, and I drove them around Forest Park, and they were like, oh my gosh, this is an incredible city. Oh my gosh. And I'm talking from Boston. So part of that's the perception versus the reality, and a little bit of the perception that we locals, I'm born and raised here, might have about our community versus people who come here and see what a terrific cultural city this is. I contend that St. Louis has a higher access to high culture than any other city in the United States per capita.
I think that is a very reasonable position to take, yes. Let's pivot to what you see, maybe even outside of your area of expertise, but could be, what's working in our region? What do you think that we're doing well that we need to continue doing or do more of?
You know, I dwell a lot on the Central Corridor, and I think it is disproportionately important to the perception of our region, the narrative of our region. I mentioned our region's 8,800 square miles, and the Central Corridor is 8 square miles.
Wow.
From the Arch to Washoe, 8 square miles. There is well over $15 billion, with a B, in investment in the last decade in that 8 square miles. This is where the future, you know, sort of front door of our region is. So what's going right is you do have a core group of people that really not only believe in the region, but are putting real dollars and real risk. I'm also encouraged right now, at this moment in time, we do have a lot of new leadership here. So we have a new mayor, Kara Spencer. She's the right person at the right time. And then I think Governor Kehoe is terrific from St. Louis. And so I think, you know, we can dwell on what is not right, and every city has that, or we can dwell on the momentum of what is right.
But with that said, we do have our challenges. So what would you prioritize, King for a day, Steve, what would you prioritize trying to fix?
So we did a Greater St. Louis Inc. We did a trip to Indianapolis in October. We spent a day in Indianapolis. So the city of St. Louis is 62 square miles.
Yep.
You add the county is about 550 square miles. So together we're about 600 square miles. Indianapolis is 360 square miles. So it's 6 times the size of St. Louis. I also have doing work in Oklahoma City right now. The city of Oklahoma City is 600 square miles.
I do.
So the point of it is, those cities, actually in Indianapolis where we were in some meetings, yeah, people are afraid to go downtown or afraid of, you know, crime. But statistically, it's 360 square miles, so the statistics of Indianapolis don't say, well, this area, 1/6 of the area, has the concentration of crime.
Right.
Therefore, the narrative nationally and internationally is it's a dangerous city. The other thing I would say, I do want to touch on crime, because crime is self-fulfilling in terms of perception, not in terms of reality. So I was at I give a lot of these talks, and I was at a group, actually was in Ladue here recently, and, well, what about crime? And I said, well, have you been downtown? And have you experienced crime? Or is it because you heard someone say that? It is a narrative that repeats and repeats and repeats. And I believe it's a stronger narrative from people who don't come downtown, don't experience downtown, as opposed to you and I who are here every day. Yep. I've been downtown for 43 years, and not one time experienced firsthand crime myself in 43 years.
You've got me beat. I've only been down here for more than 20. And in all those years, no problems. And doesn't mean there aren't problems.
I agree with
and
you.
And I don't want to, you know, diminish those because there are real things that we have to address. However, when I have people tell me, oh, downtown, yeah, I don't go to, I'm afraid to go to a Cardinal game. Since you go in the 90s? Oh, yeah, all the time. Okay, statistically, it was a more, you know, concerning crime environment at other times in our past than it is right now.
Okay, now I want to answer your question. And I think there really are two things. If I'm king for a day, first of all, I do believe we need to consolidate that region. And I'll use that word consolidate broadly right now.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, if we're going to compete for our talent in the future, for the next generations, let's not fight City versus Manchester or Chesterfield. We need to be competing to attract talent from Austin, Texas, Nashville, and other cities like that. To do that, we need to be one region, and we need to change that the kind of statistical foundation of it, which, yeah, quite frankly, is making it's not fair. It's not real. The second thing we got to do, I think, is change the narrative locally. To where we see ourselves, and I do think we see ourselves as one region when we travel. I'm from St. Louis.
That's
we got
right.
The Cardinals, we got the zoo, we got the Forest Park. Well, let me say it this way. If you travel somewhere, or one of your readers travels somewhere, and they say, well, what's great about St. Louis? Well, you got the Cardinals, you got the Arch, you got Forest Park, you got a free zoo, you got a great art museum, you got a great symphony, you got the Fabulous Fox, you got the Botanical Gardens. I just named 10 things.
Yes.
They're all in the city of St. Louis. They're all in the city limits of St. Louis. So if you're in Wentzville, do you have a different list of 10 great things about the region?
Unlikely.
So I think we need to be boosting and bragging,
yeah,
quite frankly, about ourselves as opposed to picking on the problems that every region has.
Well, and it belongs to all of us, and we all have a stake in it. We all own that. And I couldn't agree more that it kind of starts with St. Louisans kind of reclaiming it because we are very proud, but we can be a little
parochial.
A little parochial. Okay, so when you're not out envisioning things, are there, you know, I think you are, do I have this right? You're motorcycle guy?
Oh, yeah.
Have that right?
Oh, yeah. So I travel the world. So I was in Thailand and Vietnam motorcycling in December.
Wow.
I actually rode with my son who lives over there, went right to the Chinese border, rode all around on the Hajian Loop in North Vietnam, the Hang Son Man Loop in Thailand. Fascinating. I've ridden all over Eastern and Central Europe, all over the United States. It's a great way to discover places on two wheels.
I would think.
You're in the environment. But I still, with friends, compete competitively in what's called off-road motorcycling, competitive racing, if you will, at my age.
Steve, I thought this would be fun, and I'm not disappointed. It was very fun. I'm very appreciative of your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.